Good morning. It is the 17th day of June, and I want to read this morning James 1, 27. Verse 27 of James 1. Yesterday I shared with you what religion is. Religion is the communion with God, a man whose life has been changed, and he now lives his life according to the scriptures. Now listen to the man who is religious. This one is a noun, this one is an adjective. He's describing the man, or the woman, may I say. Verse 27, religion that God accepts as pure and faultless is to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself, listen to this, from being polluted by the world. See, the religious man does not live to please the world. There is something distinct about his or her life. And I'm saying man, I'm talking about men and women. I'm taking the word in the holistic sense, if you please. So, this religious person is a man or a woman whose practice in life, whose lifestyle. When a man says, "I don't like religious people," let us hope that he's talking not about the false religion. Let us hope he's talking about the pure religion, because pure religion is a completely opposite life that is completely opposite to the life that is irreligious, if you please. The religious person has actions to back up his religion. This is what James is telling us. To be religious is to practice the presence of God, and by practicing the presence of God, we care for people. Listen to this. The man who is religious is a servant to people. He doesn't try to persuade people to follow him. He actually lives his or her life in a way that people are affected positively by what he does. He cares for those who are facing the difficulties of life, the orphans. The orphans is a person who can't help himself. He's been abandoned by society or by the ones who brought them into the world. I just got a call from someone yesterday. And the way in which these two people are living their lives, if they do, their one child will be an orphan. See, the religious people care for people like that. They don't allow people to suffer without trying to help them. The religious people, their religion, care for widows. You know, I used to look at homeless people earlier in my Christian life, and I'm glad I can say early in my Christian life. And I always want to find fault with them. Why don't you get a job? Why did you leave your home? God does not tell the religious people to investigate people who are going through difficulties. He tells them to care for them. That's what James is saying. Listen to what the pure religion, the religious person, looks after widows. James tells us that we are to look for people who are really, really, we know, we investigate. Is this person a widow because of careless living? We try to help them to change that lifestyle. We don't know what the future holds for them, but we know what the present is. Presently, they are suffering, and we are looking after them. The church has that responsibility. The true religion will care for widows. That's, you know, I think the world, the church made a tragic mistake when it placed into the hands of the government the care for orphans and children and widows. That is the church's responsibility. And even though we are where I am located, we don't have a lot of that. So we look when I'm driving in Salem, or when I'm driving in Albany, or when I'm driving in Lebanon, and I see people carrying all their belongings in a grocery cart, I don't find fault with them. I ask God, is there something that I can do to help that person? See, a true religion, remember, by the way, let me just change my thought. God saw us in our distress and came to the world in which we live in, a broken world, a world that is hurting. Jesus said, from quoting the Old Testament, the Spirit of the Lord has anointed me to care for people. True religion is a walk that reaches out to people. I came across this thought, and I want to end this religion, devotional with this word. People do not want to know how much we know before they can trust us because of how much we care. See, that's a religious person. A religious person is a person whose walk is so beautiful that people want to ask them the reason for their hope. Look at how the truly religious person behaves. Psalm 39 and verse 1. And you will see why in Psalm 141 verse 3. The true religious man, Psalm 39 verse 1, tells us what he or she does. And Psalm 141 verse 3 will tell us why they do that. Father, oh, I pray that as a church, as a Christian, we will display what true change the minds of people as to what a religious person is. Not someone that is whose talk is not consistent with their walk. Oh God, I pray that our walk will be so positive that they will truly see that our religion comes from walking with God, and it is expressed in the love of God, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.